debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. The Sooner Blitz can just turn me on.
We're live for 4 minutes.
In the So we're on, right?
We're on. Yep.
Yeah, thank you. Yep. And we're live on Facebook and we're live on YouTube.
Correct.
Double platform. 112 people on the
202 YouTube.
Yep.
On the Facebook. Lummi, you'll be doing dual scream outs, will you not, buddy?
Yes, sir.
And Anna, we've determined that the ongoing underlying Iggy, and the girls don't want to admit it, but every woman that's on Facebook deep down wants to fuck me.
I don't even think it's that deep down.
Yeah. So, like, you know, I mean,
it's on the surface.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if I can get around to all of it, but like look at Tina Marie, you know, deep down, Tina May. I need to put my glasses on.
She wants to fuck
David
you.
David Hernandez, $20. Kids asked for his mom's credit card.
Stacy. Look at Stacy up in there, deep down. I mean, listen, you may not be able to publicly be able to say it. You may be married. You might have a husband. But deep down, this is your way of saying, you know, hey, Bubba, if I was available, I'd be kicked out wide. I'd grab each big toe and reach for the sky.
Flip and reverse it.
Reverse it. I have on my favorites bar the Bubba two-fingered cul-de-sac technique.
Mm. Big buck from Charleston, $1,000.
I don't know what it means if you're a man on here. I don't know what that means, other than welcome. How are you, my
friend?
Maybe
they also want to fuck you.
Fuck. So it's listening to the, by the way, welcome to the Bubba After Show. I am now officially Jim Clooney, George Clooney's younger, fatter brother. Who just gave me a two? Who gave me that?
Well, you were saying who you're listening to.
Oh, just, you're. God, you're so good.
Ding, ding.
Justin Clark.
Yeah.
Actually, Americans who were
Jim
also born
Clooney.
Intersex. Hmm. Having
George, no. I think I'm listening to Florida Man Radio with a Facebook kicker.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to monitor all the hot chicks on Facebook right now. You know Eileen Collins is going to stick her little beautiful nose up in here.
I mean, Tina May said you're looking good, Bubba.
Thank you.
Any other way than who we are.
And for this military.
Oh, Justin Clark's doing news. Listen, for those scoring at home, Justin Clark, the girl, Michaela, she came back yesterday. I've already listened. She sounds great. She just made it over 20,000 followers on her Instagram. So it looks like everything's back. I'm not going to sit here and make this about Justin Clark. I don't want to promote him on my most precious forums, much larger forums. But I'm just glad, Blitz, it seems like everything might be kind of calmed down over there.
Yeah, time to shake it up again.
Look at Sue. Sue says she wants it.
Oh, yeah.
The picture, and then I'm watching.
I just want to hear her, Blitz, to hear her that indeed that she's there. And then once I hear her, I know, but I want everybody.
42 years, I've been trained that if.
His Justin's accent.
42 years.
His accent bugs me, and he needs to slow down. You need to. Justin, I've been in radio 36 years. Slow down, buddy. And let your other people talk a little bit. I'm guilty of that, too.
Because they're intersex, it's different.
Where's Michaela? Put her on now, immediately. I'm listening.
The fact you're looking at a person. They're not.
I don't want to hear.
Big buck, 1,000 stars with a big E 737, $525. Kiss ass.
Nervous Jared. I want to hear.
Death, but.
Who was that? How much was that?
Big E 737, $525. Kiss ass with a big buck, 1,000 stars.
Thank you.
Defend me like that normally. I feel good. Did I buy you a coffee or something today?
No. Oh.
Coffee or something today.
Just honest.
I appreciate it.
Put Michaela on immediately.
Of everyone learning their pronouns.
How many followers do you have now?
Well,
I want to see.
Please hold.
Okay. Let me hear your text messages. 3, 2, 1.
Justin, quit kissing her ass.
Ding, ding.
Throw her in as a co-host. Let her and turn her mic on, first of all. You need to turn her mic up.
She needs to get closer to the mic.
She needs to get closer to the mic, or somebody needs to pot her up. And
you need to dance now? Aren't you still recovering from surgery, Colin?
Yeah, he needs to be careful.
Be careful. You die.
So, he's, trying to blow up her Instagram right now to get back on her good side. Just let her be a co-host. Let her comment about the various stuff you're talking about today. Quit trying to...
I just followed her.
See? That, you see the power? See the power of Beanbag Nation?
Is that his...
Did you say Beanbag Nation?
Beanbag Nation.
Is that his follow... mine's Bubba Army and his is Beanbag Nation?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hashtag. I know Beanbag Nation well. I know how they roll.
Hello, Renee Murray.
I think they love you, so I don't think they'll do it to you. A few will, but not most. Look at that. Another follow. First time spelling Michaela. And he spelled it properly there.
How do you spell it for people listening?
Makaila.
Good job.
I'm done. I've heard enough.
Beanbag Nation.
You're doing exactly what you shouldn't be doing.
I was waiting for my shout out. I just followed her.
You need a checkup.
I've just embraced being tall. That's why I say.
Oh, let me have some Barbie for her.
John Marks is here. Hello, John.
He did.
Yeah.
I am the please try to understand it, please, Justin.
Out.
Ding.
I'm not going to listen to a show that's going to go through how many new followers he's going to get his co-host. She's not. Let her co-host it up. And slow down and quit with that Tennessee Boston accent.
I think that's just how he talks.
I know. We were giving him a hard time about that, weren't we, Lot Blitz? Yes. I called him right on out on it.
Yep.
But I think everything's repaired over there, and I'm very glad. I know. We'll step away.
Oh, so you're not going to call?
I don't know, because if I call, I'm going to tell him somebody needs to pot her mic up and quit kissing her ass.
Yeah, shake it up, Bubba. It seems like things have calmed down. Time to shake shit up.
Big buck for the Beanbag Nation, 1,000 stars.
Get your ladle ready to stir some shit.
I'm in such a bad mood right now.
Turn the butter.
What's wrong?
Because I'm going to literally I have to videotape literally 5 hours today.
Bubba, you know what puts me in a better mood when I'm in a bad mood? It's ruining someone else's day. So let's call!
Yeah, let's...
I'm kidding, kind of.
No, you're not.
You want us to have a job?
Yeah, that's the issue.
I kind of wanted to go to
Stogies. Well, I thought that was the plan before we went to break.
Gainesville, Jay, you should absolutely be a TikTok dancer. You could be the leader for all the extra medium men out there. Probably make a few bucks while you're at it.
Does he do a show or does he just read Twitter all day? And do we do a show or do we just listen to him read Twitter all day?
Yeah.
His ring tape. EC, how tall is Justin?
Are you rolling something?
Have a great
something?
Show.
Oh, I mean, how tall is Justin?
5'8".
Well, be a model.
5'10". Yeah, you know what?
Okay.
He's rounding up.
You're a goddamn liar, Justin. You're 5'8 all day, kid.
You can now because everyone's...
Yeah. I'm an Instagram model. KT, Holt, Florida. Good morning, sunshine. EC and Justin. You got a sunshine.
Oh, I'm sunshine?
Yeah.
Aw.
Karen is here. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, my beautiful friends. Michaela and I have been following you since the first time you were on the show.
They have a text line, so people are texting them, and he's reading the texts.
Oh, that was...
We should text
him. He gave it out. I don't know the number.
We should get a text line.
No.
We had one.
It'd just be death threats to me. That was all
it'd
be. Yeah. Let's get a text line then. Let's get one.
I'd be busy sending those in.
We fucking murder that bitch. I hate her.
Shh. Easy. Yeah, easy. Let's look at pulled.
Yeah. What's your problem?
Sorry.
Too far.
You're mad at me.
Are you texting him?
On his text line?
No.
Okay.
I was texting Ken Snyder.
That's about how you should get in there. You should text
I'm trying to look at how many chicks are on Facebook because, you know, let me the ongoing Iggy, wink, 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 nudge, nudge is, I may not be available, but all women that watch this show live on Facebook
want to sleep with you.
Deep down have a little something for me.
Oh, yeah.
I want to have sex with you.
Mm. I mean, who blames them?
Can't tell you last time.
That you had sex?
It's been a while.
Really?
Really?
I don't want to talk about it.
For you?
No, for you.
I did jay off in Fort Walton Beach.
Oh.
I jayed off good.
Yeah?
I took a picture of it, too.
Of the remnants?
Yeah. because it was so impressive.
Did you airdrop them to Dan next door?
I didn't airdrop them to Dan next door.
He doesn't know where they came from.
I don't know how to airdrop.
Right over the balcony. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh man. So our next big station deal will be on Photoman Radio Stogies and Cycles and Spirits. Stogies and Stogies Spirits and, Spirits, and yep. Stogies and everything.
What are you gonna wear?
I don't know. I don't
you
know.
You gotta wear big boy clothes.
Don't fucking tell me what I'm going to wear.
You're not paying him $15,000 a month, bitch. You can't tell him what to do.
Yeah.
You might wear a nice little Bubba Army.
Hey, I'm thinking about Blitz now as a rib. Okay. I'm thinking about signing up for that account.
Ooh. The real Ford is Stanley, $50. Kiss out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.
but within that, Blitz, like being able to be, like, it's part of the show.
I'm signing up for that account. I'm lost.
The Cougar.
The Cougar
account.
Oh, okay.
Account. Yeah.
And like, but say I am
okay.
I'm Bubba Clem, world renowned radio guy.
Don't Google
Might not
me.
Be a real Clem,
but like, I'm not saying like not try to be like be pop like be honest about it.
Okay,
and then get on the air and say, hey, I'm on this Cougar site, and here's my profile. And I read my profile on the air, like, you know, not trying to be underhanded or nothing, but instead, like, I think I'll get no action because it'll freak everybody out. Don't you think?
I think there's some people.
Yeah, I think you get a couple. You're going to get some action.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Toto, 1999.
Let's find out.
What about Toto, 1999?
Gave us dollars.
$19 and 19.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On the tubes.
The Tuttle?
Yeah, the Tuttle.
Tuttle's whipping out a $20 bill.
He paid $20 to promote his Tuttle Daily podcast. Yeah.
Okay. So, but Blitz, like, and then be on the air, be like, hey, listen, let's check my my profile here.
Yeah.
And I got, you know, and I don't know that I could probably publicly show them. Probably couldn't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I could show you guys within the studio. Here's a chick that's looking at me. Here's a chick that's looking at me. Here's a chick. But do you think I'm going to get straight crickets? Or, Blitz, do you think I just go as Todd and not Bubba the Love Sponge?
Let me ask, who do you think you're going to get? Because
I don't think I'm going to get anybody.
Well, here's...
Like, I don't think I'm going to get anybody.
Here's what I'm saying. So I think a lot of the women that sign up for this type of stuff are looking for... like 25-year-olds.
Yeah.
I know that's what makes it so funny is I'm not going to get nothing.
I don't know. You never know.
But and then if I would get something, it would be
like
a rib.
80-year-olds.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Because then they'll die like tomorrow.
But can you imagine? What's up, like,
hey, what if you find like a multimillionaire 90-year-old that wants you?
That's what I'm fucking saying.
We'll get you some COVID. You get on some COVID.
Right.
End the story.
Damn. Yeah. Dan, swab my mouth full of COVID. I got to make out with her before she puts her dentures in.
Nice.
So I can get COVID proteins in my mouth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, next thing you know, I got like, remember when Anna Nicole Smith dated that Alfred Marshall guy?
Oh,
she,
yeah.
got like, she literally got like $128 million.
Yeah, fucking half dead motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it would be a rib. Be like, Blitz, have you heard about my new girlfriend, Madge?
Yeah.
She's 90.
She's so hot.
I got her over here right now. Madge, say hi. Madge, tell him how we fucked last night. He fucked the hell out of me.
Oh.
God,
you know,
that would be the best.
Broke his
and
hair
anybody that I'm dating now, Blitz, I'd be like, listen, it's a fucking rib. I like you, but I mean, I got to do this to make some money.
Right.
And you know what, Blitz, whoever I'm dating now, I'd be like, well, won't you help me make the profile?
Yeah.
Like, you know, here's my login information. Mm-hmm. Log in. Fucking be me. I don't give a fuck.
There you go. Have somebody else run it.
Yeah, like whatever.
Yeah.
Big like, Buck, 1,000 stars.
Big Buck, how are you, kid? And so, but Blitz, there's a chance that I don't get shit. That's funny. Me getting on the air saying, Blitz, guess how many people I've gotten so far?
How many?
Shit.
Oh.
I'm a loser.
Sorry,
Blitz.
Yeah.
I got a chance. Blitz, I got this fucking 79-year-old cougar.
Oh, yeah?
Whose husband just died.
Mm. Nice.
Left her
hair?
Fucking a zillion. I don't know. I don't even. I mean.
She sent some kick out?
I went over there and she blew me with her fucking teeth out.
Oh, a gummer.
And I couldn't come.
Even with the gummer?
No, just because I just, you know, I was like, yeah, oh, I had to think
smell,
of some
you
shit.
You could smell the mothballs.
She gave me $15,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And then she that shit her pants.
That didn't make you cough.
It'd be like, Tyler, we just ordered a brand new fucking rocket late model, buddy, because Pops is out blasting Grandma.
Have you ever changed an adult diaper before?
Tyler, would you have a problem if I was a part-time gigolo?
No, go ahead.
That's what I'm saying.
As long as you're buying car parts for Tyler, he doesn't care.
Danny, if you buy me a brand new Rocket XR2, yeah, buddy, I don't give a fuck what
he's
you
a
do.
Winter's quick change.
Yeah. Tyler's racing 3 classes this weekend. Tyler, I deep down think you could win all 3. It could be a big thing.
Oh, I know we could.
I'm so excited for you. I love you.
Love you, too.
Daddy working these streets so that his son can have a better life.
Daddy working these streets. Can you imagine I'm blasting somebody older than my mom?
What's the oldest she would blast?
147.
I mean, as long as they're alive.
Okay, then what's the heaviest you'd blast?
As long as they can walk. If you can breathe and walk, I'll fuck you.
Play ball.
For a money. You know what?
Well, to be honest, they don't really need to walk.
I'm going to have to wear a condom for those.
Yeah, you don't want to get pregnant.
No, hold on. I got a vasectomy, but I just don't want to be up in that old mix.
And she's got herpes from the 60s?
Well, yeah, she's got herpes from fucking Woodstock. No, I'm wearing condoms. I'm not even a condom guy. I got a vasectomy, so I didn't have to wear condoms.
Sure.
But I am going to fucking certainly strap up for her.
Man, you're going to really pill up, too.
Yeah, I'm going to be pilled the fuck up. Lummy's going to drive me there.
Yeah.
And then she might see Lummy and want him for a tagger.
Oh, God.
And then I'll call Ashley. Ashley, I know that the answer is no. Okay, Ashley.
I don't know. She said 15
Hold
grand.
On. Lummy, listen. You be Ashley. Oh. Ashley, it's Bubba.
Hey, Bubba.
Now, you know, initially, she's going to be mad as fuck. Listen, I'm at this old bag's house. She's 90.
Yeah.
She wants to have a threesome with me and Lummy.
Uh-huh.
And she wants to give Lummy $10,000.
$10,000?
Yes.
Is his pants
Lummy,
off
you
yet?
Better fuck that old bitch.
Fuck her good. Get 15. She'd drive
She'd
me
probably
there.
Give me 15 and I'd She'd split it with you.
She'd drive then both I'll, of us there.
Be like, Lummy, the bitch gave me 15, but I'm only giving you 5. Mm. I'm one that found it, okay?
Yes, sir.
I'd take 5 all day.
No shit.
But so, Blitz, here's the deal. Chances are nothing's going to happen. Nothing. Okay. I'm going to get fucking Zeke crickets. Now, I don't know on my profile if I say I'm Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah, you should.
Or I'm just trying to be Johnny Todd guy.
Bubba, you just say Bubba
Hello,
Love Sponge.
Hello, Heather Wiz. You know deep down.
Yeah. She's got some money for you.
Yeah, you got to wear a Bubba. Because you're going to wear a Bubba shirt when you go over there. So, I mean.
You're going to wear your me shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she knows who she's fucking.
I'm fucking.
Bitch can't see anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I can't get rough with her though because I'd fucking kill her.
You'd break her back.
If I played the death deprivation game with her.
Yeah, you got to take osteoporosis into account.
I'm gonna have to bring a fucking tank of oxygen and those. Fucking,
I'll give you my AED. You can borrow that.
I need to borrow
and
those
some Narcan
and some of those paddles.
Yep.
Clear. Like I'm fucking emergency.
Not
51.
The fun paddles. And the AED. Defibrillators.
Yeah. Defib.
Yeah.
Did you bring your defib? Yeah, Grandma. I brought my defib. I brought my fucking diapers.
You back to life.
My diapers.
Mm-hmm.
I brought my hemorrhoid cream.
Hold on. I'll put these paddles in my wiener. I feels like.
I took some Valtrex and I got 3 condoms on.
How do you think you would dirty talk her?
Eileen Collins, man. You know, deep down. Deep down, Eileen wants some of this action.
Do you remember World War II, bitch?
She'd be like,
bomb that ass like D-Day.
I escaped Germany Nazi. I escaped Nazi Germany.
And I'm like Hitler.
I'm gonna tear down your walls.
Big
bitch.
Buck with 1,000 stars.
Fuck me like Hitler.
He's like Hitler.
Would you be my Eva Braun?
I would. I'm gonna be a gigolo. I'm getting no work. I'm gonna get no work at all.
Get no work.
I'm gonna on my profile I'll be like, I haven't had a date yet.
Fuck you, sonny.
What?
Let me take my teeth out first.
Oh, fuck you, sonny.
Would you fucking old bag in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For enough money.
Wanda the
I'm not fucking some old bag in a wheelchair for $500. Well, maybe $500. I mean, $500. I can buy a couple right rears with that.
Oh, shit.
Tyler, how'd you get those 2 new right rears? Well, Daddy fucked an old 90-year-old and grandma's neighborhood. Oh, Blitz, I could go
out
there.
For real. If some old bag of your track came up to you this weekend and was like, Bub, I heard you talking about that like rich old lady thing.
I got someone on for you.
Jeez, have you seen the women in Ocala?
Yeah.
I know, okay. That's what I'm saying.
No,
they have 1,000 stars.
This bitch owns like fucking 800 acres. She's got like 900 horses on it.
Oh, yeah.
She's got one of those.
Six chins and no neck.
She's smoking Marlboro Reds too.
Or is she somewhat affluent?
Hold on, she's somewhat affluent. She's not like super bad looking, but she's old as hell.
Yeah, but she's like clean, and you know she doesn't have fucking dirt in her nails.
She's not hot, but she's okay.
Yeah. Do I get a horse or what do I get?
No, she wants to pay you. Yeah, she's asking you what's it going
to
cost.
I'd be like, well, I come to Ocala about twice a month.
Okay.
So you're going to want to see me every time I'm up here.
Yeah, I want you to ride me like a horse.
I only got a couple. Like, I can't. I'm not up in here about fucking cuddling or staying very long or, like, well, two hours.
But what if that's
2 hours? 2 hours, Grandma.
Or what if that's what I want?
Well, how much you got? Like, what are you thinking?
I'm worth millions.
All right, well, you make a deal first.
My husband died last year.
What's that?
My husband died last year.
I'm just so lonely. I just need someone to cuddle every now and then.
Blew his fucking brains out because he was married to me.
I'm not a cuddler, okay?
That's what I want. How much money you need?
You might want to call a guy named Chris P. He'll do anything for money.
Okay. I like to cuddle.
You're going to have to give me some, like, okay.
What if she's spend the night twice a month?
Twice a month. Is it just fucking or is it cuddling?
No, you have to cuddle twice a month.
Cuddle? Yep. Cuddle after fucking or before fucking?
Yes.
We can watch the Packers.
How long do I got to be there?
Well, for that weekend, at least one night in 2 whole days.
I got the track to run, bitch.
I got my checkbook right here. The pin's out. Cap's off.
I have to go grade the track, fucking Maude.
Bubba Clem. I already wrote the name on there. Now the amount.
$20,000, and I'll be yours for the entire weekend.
Twice a month.
$40,000.
Get lost, motherfucker. You wouldn't do it for 20 grand?
I don't know. I can't be gone.
Are you serious?
I can't be gone.
I'll do it for 20 grand.
My grader guy died.
I'll scissor that grandma.
I'll buy you a new grader guy.
That's true, but you know what? In 2 weeks, because you can buy a really badass used grader for about 40 grand.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking
about two months. You're good.
Hey, Tom, we got all of November and December off anyway. I'm going to be up at fucking Meemaw's house for the weekend so I can get us a new grader.
Yeah.
When you see the new grader in February, that's because I blasted fucking Meemaw for 2 weekends. Fuck.
Yeah, you licked her fucking 98-year-old nasty-ass clit.
But what if she... Jamie Flynn, 999, the bitch ain't won. Ty J in the house. But what if she gave you like 500 at the track
she
that night?
She jet skis just dust.
And wanted to like have you bend her over the Cadillac.
It's like a confetti cannon.
I don't think I could get hard for her.
You couldn't bend her over the Cadillac that night?
The older you get, the harder it is to get hard.
What if she brings your coconut oil?
I like coconut oil. I like really good. Hold on. Don't. Let me just. Let me. For I do know.
Okay.
So Tina May and Susan Poitras and Eileen and all you chicks that want to fuck me, just you need to listen. Don't buy cheap coconut oil. It throws a girl's pH off.
Yeah, you gotta buy the good stuff.
No, for real.
Cold pressed virgin.
Yeah, Greenwise brand.
No.
And
what?
And Blitz, can I give you another suggestion?
Yeah.
Don't just goop it out of the jar.
No way.
Heated?
No. Just don't goop it out of the jar each time with your big gorilla fucking in whatever's on your hand.
Right.
Actually get like some Ziploc bags or something like that and put some in individual bags that you can use. Because you're not gooping into the fucking bucket. You know what I'm saying?
True. Yeah, yeah. Huh?
No, for real.
You don't want double dip.
I mean, Blitz, what if you're gooping into bucket from the girl last week's girl's
juices? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Why don't you just buy a couple jars?
And then Anna comes over.
And label each one.
It's expensive.
Because you need... I'm
Wanda, Bertha.
So here's what I do.
I'll tell you what. You know what? Because when Bertha sees Wanda's fucking jar and Wanda sees Bertha's fucking jar, then they're like, what the fuck? Who's Bertha?
So here's what
Who's
I do.
Wanda? Two bitches I'm fucking, but I'm not cross-pollinating your pHs, bitches.
No, they would probably like that.
You're right.
You get the little silicone trays for like the ice cubes, you know? And then you freeze them so they get hard, and then you wrap them in the like candy wrapper. So they're all individually wrapped to keep them in the fridge.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Taking it next level.
Yeah.
So can you freeze coconut oil?
Yeah.
Sure.
Then you put it in their sniz and let it defrost.
Oh, because it's so warm.
Yeah, it's so warm.
But hers is probably because she's old.
Right.
Cold.
Oh, can you imagine how much coconut oil I have to use on Meemaw?
Right.
10 tubs.
Whole tray. Whole ice cube tray full.
I can't even get hard for her.
With 100 milligrams of Viagra?
I have to go to Todd Theater and get one of those tie off deals.
I got you. I'll give you some froggles.
Tie my dick off.
For who?
For Bubba.
Can you imagine titty fucking her with her tits all the way down?
Oh, yeah. You can titty fuck her and her feet at the same time.
Hold on. Let me undo my belt so you can titty fuck me. Because I got
tits
tucked
right by her pussy.
Let me pull my socks off so you can titty fuck me.
Titty fuck her pussy.
I got to poop, too.
Are you tired of doing the show?
Such a dumbass.
That's what I was thinking. I got to poop. That means the show's over.
Anna just called my shit
out. I know. Jesus, Anna.
She just called my shit out.
You do that in person, too, when we have guests. You just go upstairs and get the fuck out of here.
Out,
no, but he called himself out.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, he did. Last week he did.
And I got 5 hours of taping today. I thought today was going to be kind of like my last day before it really... I was supposed to go to Ocala, but not really much I can do in the rain.
No.
And I left the track. The track is just... It's perfectly graded, and it's dry. So the little bit of rain, I hope it's a little bit.
I'm going to check out the radar right now.
We get. It's just what I would naturally need to get it. You know, I got practice tomorrow.
But that first line looks like they didn't get any. Or very little.
Let me see. Now, let me go to my weather app here.
But the second line's coming in. It's starting to build up a little bit.
Yeah, it looks like it's coming off that the Gulf pretty strong.
Yeah. But the first line stayed south.
Like lines?
I bet you do.
It got. We have one. We have 0.1 inch we've got.
Yeah, that's good.
Same thing Grandma's getting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A 0.1 of an inch. Give it to me, Baba. That's all I got, honey. I can't get that much of a boner for
you. You have to wrap it in fucking lunch meat.
I have to wrap. Go to the fridge and get some ham.
Oh yeah,
ham.
How do you gonna stay hard with fucking cold meat around your dick?
That's you gotta warm it up though. Put it in the microwave.
Oh okay.
Along with the coconut oil.
In the sock.
In the what would you say? It was applesauce.
Applesauce.
Yeah.
Mm. You warm up applesauce, you can fuck applesauce.
I was wondering when you always say crisscross applesauce.
No, Eileen, the track will be ready for tomorrow's practice.
Mm.
And of course, it'll be beautiful for Saturday as well. I got a tractor from Ag Pro. What an awesome deal. Hold on. Ooh.
Uh-oh. Rounder?
I thought it was a fart, but it ended up almost being a shart.
Oh, yeah. So it wasn't a rounder.
Got to pull that one back in the stable.
You got a blockade.
Yeah, that's
scary. You got a fart blockade?
Big buck, 1,000 stars.
I don't want to do.
ACNOW.com. That's 407-295-9231. Four seasons eight.
That's quite the effect. Whoa.
This is an effect I was using when I was taping.
Okay.
For Bubba Raceway Park. Did we ever get that commercial? We did, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, you had me send it to...
No, I never had it to play here. I wanted to play it
here. Oh, yeah, no, we did not play it here.
Sounds like we're in the bathroom.
Yeah, we are.
How'd you guys get in the girls' bathroom?
Oh, don't worry about it.
Where you identify as girls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you imagine me, Blitz, and Lummy come rolling up? You're in there peeing, and we're just rolling up. We're like, hey, you know what? We identify as girls.
Yeah.
Let us in.
And we're don't
running
mind,
amok.
Don't mind us.
You like shit in the sink. You're just throwing everybody off.
What's wrong with shit?
Where's Reagan?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Where's Reagan? I don't know.
I don't know where she is. Leave me alone. Scram.
Where's your roommate, bitch?
I have not seen her since I got back home.
No, we were make-believing we were in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know where she is.
We do file
a missing persons report.
No, I know she's in her room.
Oh, she's
still in the bathroom.
Oh, sorry.
No, hold on. You're saying that you go home. There's been
Are we still in the bathroom or is this real life?
We're having a conversation in the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
That's what all the girls do. They go in there for an hour and just hang out.
It's fun in there.
Yeah.
Do you girls do bumps of cocaine in there?
I mean, I have in the past.
While
I'm shitting.
Can I ask you?
Sometimes it makes you shit.
What are other girls that are not doing the cocaine? What do they think about the girls doing the cocaine?
I don't know. I don't really care. They probably don't think highly of us. They probably like clutching their pearls. Oh my word.
There's two girls. Like, you guys just don't even give a fuck. You just said,
yeah, who fucking cares?
But what if
grow
they go
up? Do some blow.
What if they go out there and tell the authorities?
We won't be there by the time they get back.
It's already up the nose, so it's all
yeah,
gone.
Yeah, prove it, bitch.
Yeah, but is it in the purse or is it gone?
I don't ever have it on me. So you can search me all you want, big boy.
Snorts whatever she can get.
Do some people will not do that with you because of your nose?
Because I'd take up too much coke.
Yeah, I mean.
You hog it?
No.
I'm just saying, do some people say, man, go easy. Your nose is, I mean, you got the equipment to really be a super sucker.
No, that's never been a problem
My
before.
My name's Anna Hummel, not Anna Hoover.
I just shit my pants.
Oh, no.
Well, good thing we're in the bathroom.
Yeah, Bubba.
Yeah. Go and take a seat, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Just don't fart in the mic, please.
Do you guys have any bathroom rituals?
Yeah.
Do you take all of your clothes off?
Never.
No, I like having my clothes on.
Lummy, do you take all your clothes off?
I
think you do.
He likes naked naked time.
I get down.
Ew.
What do you mean you get down?
On all fours?
No,
What do you mean you get down?
I take my pants off. I take my socks off.
I just take my shirt off.
When you shit?
Yeah.
Even if you shit here?
But you don't take your shorts off?
No.
So you just shit through the shorts?
No. Well, I mean, you take them down,
no,
obviously.
No, I take them down
well,
to my...
Of course.
Down
you
to
shit
my
through the shorts when you take your shirt off.
I put my shorts down to my ankles, and then I have to take my shirt off.
Now, do you use the...
Then I play with my nipples.
Do you use the shorts like a weight band? You kind of like, you know, use that for pressure for your legs?
No.
Would you ever do a squatty potty?
Yes, I tried it. They're horrible.
Why?
There's one out back.
You can't balance?
It puts too much weight on my ass. I feel like I'm breaking the toilet.
Yeah.
But like, so yesterday, I was here... And I had my boots on, and I went to wipe my ass.
With your boots?
Well, I just, no, motherfucker, but I got boots on, not tennis shoes.
Okay.
So, you got to put your legs back when you wipe. It's like it's natural. Like,
oh, that's right, because you don't stand.
Right.
You don't stand?
No.
Fuck.
Tyler, do you stand when you wipe your ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
There you go.
Well,
team standing.
Yes.
When you wipe, yes.
Man, new Bubba.
They think we're the weird ones, Anna.
That's fucking weird. You gotta stand up.
Exactly.
Hey, Alexa.
You can use a hand to pull your cheek to the side.
Do more people stand or sit down when they wipe their ass? Everybody shut the fuck up. I don't have an answer
for that. That dumb bitch.
Whore.
There we go.
Nobody. Yeah, like nobody.
What does Bing say, Lummy?
Bing says... Some people remain sitting while others whisper. Conducted a survey of 100 people, split equally between men and women, polling them. We found that 79% of the responders were sitters and 21% were stand-up wipers.
Yeah, exactly.
So me and Bubba are in the right,
yeah,
motherfuckers.
Because if you stand up, then you're pinching your shit cheeks together.
No,
opposite.
Yeah. No,
you have to spread them.
Yeah, you can use your hand and just grab that cheek and fucking rip it open.
Bullshit, I ain't a monkey.
Yeah.
Well, you are.
We're 79% of the society.
You know, toilets are made to sit down. Okay? If shitting was made...
I definitely do sit down to shit. That's not a question.
So anyway, I got a cramp in my leg when I was wiping yesterday, and it fucking tore me up. I'm like, ah!
Big Buck with 1,000 stars.
Well, wait till Lummy goes to shit later. He goes to stand up and can't.
Oh, Lummy, how sore are you, buddy?
I'm sore as fuck. I actually struggled with that yesterday.
Jesus, are you? Is the soreness setting in at all?
A little bit. It's gotten worse this morning.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, like tonight, tomorrow morning, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
It's going to be like when Lummy was at the hospital and he just had a bacon strip right on the... When he was waiting in the waiting room.
Oh, and when he said sometimes he didn't even bother to wipe. He said, "Fuck it, I don't know how you
can wipe." I couldn't, man. I was dying.
Look, yeah. I wiped the last few times. I'm not doing it this time.
Amanda Lee on Facebook says, "Yes, if you stand, you're gonna smush it all together." Exactly, yeah, my little
beautiful. She stands
with
us.
That bitch is fucking hot. She knows.
You have to pull one apart so you can really get in there.
No, you fucking sit like this.
you fucking like that, and you fucking go like that.
I can't do that.
Well, you know what? You're the minority, not the majority.
I can get really, really good gription on my asshole, and I can get it super clean, too.
Yeah. Don't throw a baby wipe
in
there.
And then I can get it down so there's no remnants at all, and then I'll stick my finger in my ass and go around the fucking
farm. Well, you like to see blood, too.
Yeah, you get a little blood.
But the last little thing is you take the fucking toilet paper and you
poke in there.
In the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you wash the hell out of your hands.
Yeah.
Poke.
I may not wash my hands when I'm making myself a sandwich after I've changed the oil on my truck, but I always wash my hands after I shit.
After you
always.
Put that finger in your asshole.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
And then I always smell my hands before I wash my hands. Just to see my...
Do you like that poop remnant smell?
Well, no, I don't, but you can tell how much is on your hand.
Okay.
And you're like, oh, okay. I mean, I'm going to wash them, but I have to, you know, I don't have to really, really fucking, you know, really get up in there like I'm scrubbing in for a fucking surgery or nothing.
Yeah. Sometimes you got some good toilet paper. It's thick.
And the worst is when you don't have good toilet paper.
Oh, that's horrible.
It really is.
Single ply.
The rest area ones are the worst.
Yeah. Or just cheap people.
Yeah.
Like you go to somebody's house and they got like the RV.
I've had that happen before.
Cheap people. Listen, people, you can't cheap out. I don't give a fuck if you got the Kirkland brand, you know, you're a Costco. I don't give a fuck what brand you
got.
Double ply.
What type of bottled water you got. But you cannot be a wedge when it comes to toilet paper.
You hold on. And you end up using more anyway, because instead of using like, you know, four squares, you take like 17 feet.
Yep.
Yeah, big buck with 1,000 stars.
Yeah. And it's just ridiculous. And you can't cheap out on that.
No.
And you can't cheap out on ketchup.
Yeah, Tyler.
Yeah. Like,
gotta go Heinz all the way.
Yeah. If you don't eat Heinz ketchup, then you're a douchebag.
Yeah, if somebody comes up to you and is like, oh, I'm a huntsman, you're like, what the hell's wrong
with you? Yeah, like, he might as well say, I touch children.
Yeah.
That's less offensive.
It's true.
Fucking Hunts.
What would you do
if Hunts... How does Hunts even stay in business?
What would you do if Hunts wanted to sponsor the show and they were going to pay a ton of money?
Then we love fucking Hunts, motherfucker. Hunts is the best shit ever.
Oh, bye.
What the hell are you talking about?
I drink that
mommy?
Shit.
Unfortunately, I'm a fucking paid hired gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I'd even... You know, I don't know if I could do a mustard endorsement.
I just had mustard today. It was great.
I only use mustard for one thing, and that is to make my Larry Plummer infamous sloppy joes. No. That's it. Which I think I'm gonna make some of those this weekend.
You should. It's gonna be nice weather for
sloppy joes.
I'm just worried about how hard Ocala's getting hit today.
You'll be good.
Don't be scared. It'll be okay.
Don't be scared and confused. Ask Roz.
Hold on here. NASCAR is bringing the 500 trophy, and they're bringing their pace car and candy. So NASCAR
to your track?
Is coming to my track on Saturday, and they're bringing the NASCAR pace car, and they're bringing the Daytona 500 trophy for fans to go take a picture with.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
I think I'm pretty much done for the day.
Got a shit.
Yeah, because you got a poo.
I got a poo, and I think we had a great show. Should I run a little disclaimer deal here or what? I mean, should I run a little? Because a lot of times this gets like a monetized willy. Would you just want to just say see you later?
Yeah, fuck y'all.
All right, fuck y'all. Thank you all for having us, and you can watch us on the replay.
Bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Bye. Bye.